arrived on the scene, and the North Tower had just collapsed. We were trying to organize our troops. We were also, I was involved with World Trade Center 7, which came down a couple of hours later in the evening around 5:30. It was a 47-story building. A lot of people don't even know that that building also collapsed. I was in that building providing recon for our units to determine whether we wanted to commit to try to put out the fire. Decision was made after the return of the chief, so we're evaluating that building not to go in there. In hindsight, it saved a lot more firefighters from being killed.
You were told to evacuate at some point from that building.
Yes, we after we did our reconnaissance of the building, came back to the branch chief who was in charge of that area. We gave that chief information stating that too much fire, and we felt that not everyone had a radio. Firefighters were coming in from home. A lot of firefighters didn't have the proper equipment to fight that fire, so we decided that we were going to evacuate the building.
Hard lessons learned that day, weren't there?
Well, definitely. We reached out to McKinsey and Company after the fire was in the recovery stage. We had them do an analysis of our department in regards to what were some of our shortcomings. And one of the things that they, after the study came out, they were with us for a few months asking us questions about where we were at during the fire, what were some of our problems in regards to communications, organization, things like that. One of the things that they recommended was for, we told them about the Southwest team with the incident management team coming in and meeting us and asking us if they could help in any way. There's a little funny story is with a chief officer who was looking at the Forest Service personnel, and he kind of said, "Where are you guys from?" And they said, "Well, we're from the Forest Service." So he said, he looked at their patch and he said, "What, you see any trees around here? How can you help us?" And the guy goes, "Well, we have something called Incident Command System, and we have we can develop an incident action plan and have you focus in on what your objectives are. And also that plan will help you allocate your resources, look at where you are at one moment in time, how you're progressing to meet your objectives each day." So the chief said, "All right, we'll give you a chance." And he put them up in one of our firehouses. They followed us around for a few days. And then on September 17th, they came up with the first incident action plan that we ever used.
And have been using since then.
Yes, and we used it throughout the 9 months of the operation. And then we've been using it since. Yeah, we use ICS for, we use the terminology, and we use ICS for firefighting, emergencies, special events, parades.
I think over 350 New York firefighters died that day, right?
343.
You knew half of them, you said.
Yes, that's correct.
And you knew the day that the towers came down that some of them were in there. You had to know that while you were still working.
I tell you, there was no definitive information in regards to exactly who was killed and who wasn't. And you had too many other things to be dealing with in order to try to identify names and things of that nature.
Had like to do
I
your
said,
job.
I came in from home, so it wasn't like I had a crew. As a deputy chief at the time, I came in from home. I was given an assignment in regards to reconnaissance of World Trade Center 7, in regards to extinguishing the fire when 7 came down, in regards to trying to recover. We had a few survivors from the collapse that we were working to extricate from the rubble. So I was a little busy to try to in regards to trying to define who exactly was killed and who. What we had no idea the first day or two in regards to the numbers, how many were killed.
You've gone to a lot of funerals, I'm sure.
I went to a lot of funerals, but one thing that I stayed at the World Trade Center the entire 9 months, and I was a site safety officer down there for 8 months. So I was working down there 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, and it didn't allow me to attend as many funerals as I could have. And I felt that, you know, it was a little sad trying to, you know, going to funerals. So I felt that doing the work and trying to provide recovery for those people who, both civilians as well as uniformed personnel, trying to recover any type of remains for those families was a way that I could give back.
How did that day, besides the grief that everyone in your department feels, how did that day, do you think, change you personally and change those that you work with now?
Well, in regards to me, after that day, I always had doubts whether I wanted to be an FBI agent. I could have been a lot of different things in regards to who I am and what type of occupation I wanted to settle into. After that day, I was very happy that I settled on being in the fire service. I felt like I made more of a commitment to the fire service and helping the public. And I was just proud to be in the fire service. The guys gave the ultimate sacrifice, and it just showed the nature of firefighters in general, not just FDNY, but it's all about giving. It's all about service and not really thinking about heroics or personal issues. It's basically about serving the public. So I was very proud of my profession moving forward.
As are we all.
Yes, that's correct.
And now here you are in Montana, and you've been in Montana before, and you were telling me you first came out to Montana on a fire in the Robert Fire in Glacier National Park a few years ago, and that you'd never camped out before that fire.
I never seen so many trees put in close proximity to each other, being living in New York all my life. And I'm not a camping person, fishing person, hunting person. So it was completely different than anything I've ever seen. Like I said, camping out, I never did that before. So I had people from the Alaska team who were up there show me how to pitch the tent. And then they started talking about bears and rattlesnakes. So I was a little nervous at first in regards to what I was getting into.
But now you're an old Montana camper, aren't you? An old Montana hand here.
Well, I've been here in Montana three times. I gave a presentation on 9/11 safety operations to the Montana Fire Chiefs Association. So I was asked to do a presentation. So that was that was another time I came out, and I got to see beautiful Flathead Lake and Paulson. And so I seen the northern part. This is the first time that I've been in the southwest. I was down south, about 30 miles south of Venice, for the Eureka Fire with Tom Hines. And that was pretty interesting. It was similar to this type fire, where fire was spreading towards a community, and they were developing a management plan for evacuation, and similar to what's going on here.
Mr. Spadafore, we are so honored to have you here on our fire and so appreciative of you coming all the way from New York to help us out. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for allowing me to talk to you, and thank you all for your hospitality, and I'm just glad to be here.